Researchers say ballast water from ocean-going ships is one of the primary methods by which invasive species enter the Great Lakes. State Attorney General Mike Cox wrote the amicus brief for Michigan. He says under current EPA rules, any ship that claims it doesn't have ballast can in fact discharge into the water.
Now we know that right now and at any given day, about 85 to 90% of these ships claim that they don't have any ballast on board. That's a claim that stretches credulity, quite simply because all ships need ballast when they don't have cargo.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimates it costs $45 million a year just to control zebra mussels and sea lampreys in the Great Lakes. Cox and the seven other Great Lakes attorneys general say the EPA must do more to protect the waters from invasive species. The AGs have filed 8 separate amicus briefs supporting the case against the government. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.